Good morning.
A Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, former President George W. Bush yesterday recalled his father, the late former President George H.W. Bush's courage and integrity during the eulogy in Washington National Cathedral before breaking down in tears when he lauded him as the best father a son or daughter could have. Perhaps one of the most striking images is seeing the former President Clinton, Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and his wife Michelle Obama, along with the Bushes, and of course, President Trump and Melania Trump sitting there together.
Well, yes, that's right. We have seen that this particular President Trump has spent a lot of time castigating and casting aspersions on others. We know that the Bushes had no great love for Trump, and we certainly know that the kinds of things that this president has said about the Obamas has been unforgivable. And he has done it just because of politics, as opposed to what we saw yesterday, which is no matter how bad things get, when something like this happens, you have the past presidents of the United States sitting next to each other with their spouses, making it clear that there is some respect that is due to the office, even if the person in that office is contemptible.
The issue of greenhouse gas emissions, Alan, here in the New York Times, the headline, "Accelerate like a speeding freight train. Carbon emissions worldwide in 2018 put the world on track to face some of the most severe consequences of global warming sooner than expected." And I'm looking at a picture of daytime traffic amid smog in Beijing, and you can barely see the cars on the picture.
You know, I keep thinking about this. We've spoken about this, you and I, David, and we've talked about it on WAMC again and again and again with the great experts. And yet, nothing really has been happening. Obviously, some laws have taken effect. Some people say things are cleaner now than they were. But we haven't stopped this terrible onslaught of basically our own making. We did it, and we haven't done what we need to do to put a stop to it. Now, you know, I quite frequently think if there were soldiers with arms coming over a border, we would mobilize everything we had, as in World War II. We would fight with every fiber of ourselves. But we haven't done that. What is even more insidious, life on this world could be saved. And when history is written, we're going to hear that we didn't do it, if anybody's around to hear it. So as the storms get worse, as the hurricanes happen, as the ice caps melt and the seas rise, we are doing so little for our children and their children and their children. So it's terrible. And there's no other way to put it. It is unbelievable.
Perhaps unbelievable as well, the extraordinary special session in Wisconsin, Alan, where lawmakers pushed through a sweeping set of bills limiting the power of the governor and other newly elected Democrats. And of course, if you were listening to the panel yesterday, you'd know this, but you've written a book on strengthening the Wisconsin legislature. You're an expert at it. So
it was a long time ago, David. But the kind of acrimony that exists in Wisconsin between a very right-wing group of Republicans, these are the guys, most of whom went to work for Richard Nixon, the ones that I was studying, and on the other side, people like David Obey, a name that most people won't remember, although he did become a congressman, quite a figure, leading the Democrats. And one of my jobs, working for the Eagleton Institute of Politics, was to try to get these guys to agree on anything. Very, very difficult to do. And they are now showing the fruits of all of that. This is disgusting. The idea that they would have the governorship, when they lost the governorship, they would take away the powers of the governor. This is the kind of thing that makes Americans really, really concerned about the future of our democracy, when people can play with it. You know, I keep thinking here in New York State, there is this terrible gerrymander that has happened in the past in which the Senate was allowed to draw their own districts. Now the Democrats, out of sheer numbers, have finally won with some help from the governor, and there'll be a turn. And that turn is going to be that the Democrats will probably gerrymander. I would like to think, because I've interviewed so many of them over the years, and what we've heard again and again is I'd like to think that when we get power, we won't treat them like they've been treating us. Let's just see whether we play the game fairly.
Well, speaking of playing the game fairly or not so fairly, a interesting column in the Times today, an opinion piece from Petro Poroshenko about Vladimir Putin. We haven't talked about in a little bit. The headline, "Putin must be punished for his brazen aggression against Ukraine."
Well, you know, I've seen it before. Who's going to do the punishing? What are we going to do? Go to war with them? You can put more sanctions on the Russians. Yeah, it is something that has gone unpunished in the past and will probably continue to, which is nothing more than an incentive for the guy to keep doing what he's doing. I mean, after all, why do the people in that country like him? And we see polls that suggest that they do, even though it may be, they may be listening. They like him because he wants to bring back the old nationalistic fervor and to recreate the greater Russia. And so in some ways, despite all our celebrations about how that country had changed, it hasn't.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, David. I know that when you first open your eyes in the morning and you say, gotta make the donuts again, it's always challenging.
In this case, it's the coffee.